Okay, so your values are the things that's going to change as you transition and keep growing and evolving. So I want you to look at your values, but your values of who you are today and versus who you might be tomorrow, because the values might make a more of an adjustment the more you become more one single-minded and more about yourself. But the next thing to answer your question, as far as you're asking, should you come up with them separately? Every value should be its own chapter. Okay. Don't mush them all together, because what you'll do if you don't reach those values should be different in what you're doing when you're dealing with a woman. Okay. So don't try to figure them out. Remember, the value is what you have for yourself. Don't look at a situation. You need to know through the value of how you'll handle said situation. Okay, big dog. But if you got more questions, that's a very fucking great question. Very great question. Very great question, man. Very one. See, since you're in a successful marriage, does that mean you're mixed max level of game? And what does that? Okay, Terry, I see me being married is an I do. That does me being married has nothing to do with who I am. That's an I do. See, that's not an I am. Marriage is an I do. Okay, that's not an I am. So I can't reach the max until the day I die. That's when I reach my max, because I am always evolving myself. I am not my marriage. A marriage is what I do. I will always be me with a marriage or without one. I will keep evolving myself until I die. So what you got to get your memory, stay out of the I do's and stay with the I am's, because my marriage is not an I am. That's an I do. Okay. Remember, two totally different things. So because of that, you will always evolve. Even if you're in a relationship with a woman, it's still, you'll always evolve. If you're living with a woman, you're still going to evolve. If you're going on a date or you're in late, all these things will keep you evolved, because we're looking at the I am versus the I do. A question, sir. Good question. Let's get to the next one. Let's see here. Let's get to the next one. Yeah, boxing. Give it the next move of going live. You want to go space. So tell her you want to go live. When you take a shower, just set me over so I can watch you, because I'm jealous of the water and the suds. They get to touch places of your body. So let me watch that in real time. Okay. That was good. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let's keep seeing what we got. Let me see. I'll make sure I got all the questions as we continue. All right. So yeah, we got, okay. So we're good on questions. Let me check the lines. Lines are open if you guys want to call in or ask questions. But see, what I'm saying for all you guys out there, you've got to be able to make transitions in your life. Your life is going to be full of transitions. What you are at 18 is not what you're going to be at 21, and what you are at 21 will not be what you are at 26. What you are at 26 is not what you're going to be at 30. Because you're not only is your body changing, but also your mind is changing. Your body is going to go through a lot of changes as you get older. And this is what's important here, because if you start it now, you can prevent having a midlife crisis. We had a guy on earlier saying his hair is falling out, and he thinks the sky is falling because he thinks his hair is falling out. But remember, once you learn that your hair falling out make it an I am. That's an I do. And once you are one with yourself and you are the steady line in your compass, you don't have to get married. You don't have to be in a relationship and all the other stuff. I'm never going to tell you that. I will only ask a guy, what should I get married for? I would tell you to, if you want to keep your bloodline going. If you ask me why should I move with a woman, it's to see if she's worth marriage. You see that? But you should never live with a woman. You should never have unprotected sex with a woman and have these bastard-ass kids. And you should never fucking get married to someone that doesn't deserve your name or your sperm. Okay? But you are always going to grow, gentlemen. And that's how you evolve. And a lot of people don't talk to y'all this way. I want to let you guys know that life is going to come your way. And as you get older, and it's okay, man, listen, I know a lot of you guys have fun with women and talking about they're going to hit a wall. We all are going to get old, buddy. We're all going to get old. Our metabolism is going to slow down. It doesn't mean you can't gain muscle or anything like that. It's just our bodies are going to start slowing down. You know, when you could eat a bunch of hamburgers and nuggets and shit at 20, well, you won't be able to do that shit at 40 or 50 because you got to look at the cholesterols. You got to look at your T levels, blood. You got to look at, make sure you got good blood flow in your heart. As you get older, you're going to have to do more maintenance on your body, your I do, as well as your I am, because the more maintenance you do, eating healthy and things like that, that will give you more longevity. But, and again, I'm not here to scare you. I'm just here to let y'all go, man. Things are going to change and stuff, okay? But the beautiful thing, let me bring in 510, is that you're always going to evolve every day. 510, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Good evening, Steve. I was the one that asked the question in the chat about your values in terms of what you want versus who you want to be. So I was just had a clarifying question, if that's cool.
Sure. No, please ask. You got it, sir. Thank you for calling.
All right, thanks. So I got from your response that when I'm in a situation, I should be looking at it as like how does who I want to be, like how would I handle it? Am I good on that so far?
Okay, when you're saying how is who you're going to be in what way, what are you talking about? As in what? Give me an example. As in what?
Like, let's say if I was at a point in my life where, you know, like I value my legacy. So if I wanted to have kids, like that might inform how I approach a situation with a woman.
Okay. Now, remember, I created what I have right now. And that was created when I was like 14 or 15 years old. Okay. So I created it and stored it away for when I needed to access it. So you can do that right now. So I'm not saying that you're going to get married, but you've got to be prepared for the expectations of what you demand out of a woman that has to be worthy of dating you or being in a relationship with you. And like I always tell you, right, and you know, you can mark this moment, but what I also tell you is the thing that I learned was, if we live together, we're going to get a joint bank account, because all that money, my money is my money. Your money is your money. So we're going to get a joint bank account just to pay the bills. That's it. So when I break free your ass, we can just cut that bank account and go our ways. So if bills, let me tell you bills, that means rent, electricity, entertainment, and food. Okay. If that shit equals $2,000 hypothetically, we'll add that up and slice that right down the middle. So what I will do is I will put $1,000 in our joint bank account. Then this is for bills. And you put $1,000 in that joint bank account, that'll be bills and entertainment. I am not going to ask you for any money. Do not ask me for any money. Your money is your money. What you do with your money is none of my business, as long as you're paying your part of the rent. I don't care if you're in debt. I don't care if you have a break, your car breaks down or your tire pops. Your responsibility is to do that. Why? Because this is a pre-trial test to see if you're even worthy to get my name. I got to make sure you have your shit together. You see what I'm saying, 510? But these are things that you've got to have already in line to demand these things. And then from that point, I got to look at the books. I got to see what you are as far as your credit score. And she should look at yours. That's why you should always have your shit top notch. So when you show your books, this is my money. This is what I'm spending it on. This is how much money I have in the bank. But this is what's going to happen. Once you take my name, your money is my motherfucking money. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to be in control of the money. Now, listen. If she is an accountant, okay, and she's really good with money, I have no problem doling that job out, because if she can do it better than me, then she can handle that financials. But when we're sitting down at dinner, we're going to have that little conversation. You'll keep me in line with the books and what's going on, because you will inform the king of what's going on. But what I'm saying is, these are the things you've got to set up. And like you said, with kids, you've got to sit down yourself. What religion do you want to be if you want to have kids? Political affiliations, discipline, schooling, What are you going to do at Christmas, Halloween? These are, I mean, I know that it's a million of questions, but these are things that you got to ask yourself, things are to you, so you're prepared. So when you meet her and things are going towards that, you're just going to flow right on in. Instead of being like, well, I'm not sure, I don't know, we'll just wait for it to happen type bullshit. No, I don't do that. Matter of fact, call it. Like I told you, I'm so cold with what the fuck I do. I told you my last two kids, their birthday. Look, I planned this shit out so well. The last two kids that I had, that are mine, their birthdays, my birthday is August 21st. My daughter's August 20th. And my son is August 19th. You want to know why? Because I created that shit. Everything I do, I keep telling you, caller, I planned the fuck out. And I want it. You know what? They could have had their birthdays on my day, but I was like, you know what? I was selfish. I want to give them their day as well. So I gave them their own day. But I wanted their days to fall right behind my day. See how deep that shit is? I'm telling you, everything I've done, I create. But I need someone to realize that I'm king and you got to follow me. And when you find that, but I'm not saying don't look for that yet. Have that already set up. Remember, I had this set up when I was in my early teens of what I wanted as far as legacy, because I knew one day, I didn't know with that day, but I knew one day that through the society I was in, family was everything, because passing the bloodline on to another male or another young boy to become the next man was very critical in where I was at. And that's what I believe in. But I'm not saying for you guys to believe in that yourselves. Don't believe in that. You believe it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're saying figure out what I want first and then figure out what to do in order to get that, and then use that to figure out who I want to be.
All right, but listen, there's more. Now, look, you're going to have women along the way. Listen, you got to stand on shit. You're going to run into a lot of, what you're going to run into is a lot of women who are sexy as fuck that you're going to see like, damn, she's sexy. I'm going to have to change what I got to do to get her. No, fuck no. Listen, let me tell you, you got to be willing to lose them. Okay. Okay. There was a song. I feel like pulling up the dates because I want to tell you to judge, but when I was, let me give you the date, because you gonna laugh at me, caller, but let me give you an example of something. Hold on a second. Let me tell you something. Hold on. I'll tell you the date. I'm gonna tell you what date it was. What episode was this? When did he go on? When did he go on that motherfucker? Hold on. I'm gonna tell you something. Hold on a second. Let me find out. Hold on. What day? Hold on. Give me a second. You're gonna laugh at me. But there's a lesson in this. You're gonna laugh at me, but there's a lesson in this shit. So hold on. I want to make sure I give you the right day.
Pull the stream up.
No. I'm not pulling the stream up. I'm telling you right now. Okay. All right. So my mentor. Now, okay, when I was, I started a game at 9, right? Well, there was, so I used to watch a show called The Muppets. Don't judge me. I used to watch a show called The Muppets, right? My favorite Muppet was Animal and shit, whatever the fuck, right? So my mentor made me watch, there was a song, but he said, watch this show, because he had back in the day, there were these square things called video cassette, like VHS, okay? They were like VCRs, okay? You have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I remember. I had one.
It was like, it's a dinosaur thing. So what my mentor did is he recorded this artist by the name of Kenny Rogers, okay? Kenny Rogers is a country singer, okay? But there was game in what he recorded, because there was a Kenny Rogers episode on the Muppets that he recorded when I think Kenny Rogers was on a train or some shit, but he wanted me to watch it. Okay. But there was an important thing that I'm about to tell you. In that song was a chorus that it was called The Gambler. Okay. But there is a line in the gamut of the chorus line that he taught me when it came to women. But Kenny was talking about gambling. But my mentor was telling me this is how you got to be with women. And the chorus line was this. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table, meaning you never show your money. There'll be time enough to counting when the dealing's done. Okay? Now, he's showing. Now, remember, I'm like 10 years old, and I've been following this. I'm watching the Muppets with Kenny Rogers talking about this shit, but I'm going to show you game in how you handle women. What I learned at 10, because this connects to what we just talked about. See, you got to know when to hold them is simply this. I needed to make sure I know the right time, right moment to what? Make them feel sexy, make them feel or blush or smile or laugh. That's the right time. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. Meaning is you got to know when to yank that motherfucking chain and stand on who the fuck you are. Okay? So one is treating them this way, but one is standing on what you believe in and never letting a woman change who the fuck you are, right? Then you got to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away. That means if she is not following your program, I'm gone. I will dismiss you. I'm gone. All right? And you got to know when to run, meaning that when there is danger ahead, stranger danger, that's what they used to call it when I was a kid and shit. Don't judge me, guys. I was part of the 4-H club and shit. Stranger danger, motherfucker. No. It wasn't Stranger Danger. I think I learned that on Saturday morning cartoons and shit. Any fucking way. But other than that, you never count your money when you're sitting at the table. That means you don't floss what you have to the outside world. Even back then, you never floss and display your money, wealth, worth, and what you have. There's time to count them when the deal is done, meaning everything you do is on the back end. So the reason why I'm saying that to you is because this also connects with women. See, the thing is that I don't have time to explain myself to women. Either you're going to be down or you're not. And I don't give a fuck what situation you are in. If you're down, you're down. If you're not, you're not. And I am honest enough to let you know this is what's going on. And see, this is how you got to do that, okay? This is how you got to think, and this is how you got to move. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you, for all you guys out there, no, I'm just giving this young man an example, but what I'm saying is if you want a relationship with somebody, and even if you have somebody, this is important, you got to let them know from Jump Street, this is what the fuck is. This is what I am. This is what we are. And either she's down or she's not. I am not going to try to manipulate the situation. If you're down, you're down. If you're not, you're not. And I will put a fucking candle in the window. If you want to bring your ass back, come back. But don't waste my time. Do you see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you is that through that around 10, because I think that came out in 79, I think it was, but we had those cassette things where you could put it in your VCR and you can just hit record, and whatever's on the TV recorded on the tape. So he had a tape of that Muppet thing, but there was a lesson in that Muppet show about it. Because I didn't know who the fuck the gambler was. I'm from D.C., right? So we was listening to go-go music and shit and rap. You know what I mean? We was like, you know, that's what we were doing, listening to go-go and shit. But I didn't know shit about country. I didn't know the fuck Kenny Rogers was. I didn't even know what the fuck country music was. I had no idea. But there was something in that thing that was adamant enough for him to record it. But that was a lesson, a life lesson on everything you do. Because everything, remember, I always tell you when I meet a woman, I push all the chips to the front. I push all the chips up, right? That's how game works. You want to push all the chips up. Because I gamble on me. I believe in me. I believe in me full heartedly. But one thing women don't want to do, they love the fact that they can't have you. Even when I was single, they couldn't have me. I always made sure, listen, at the end of the day, they cannot have me. Nobody can have me because I have me. You see what I'm saying, caller? Nobody can have me but me. You can have some of my time. You can rent some of my time out, or you can spend a little time with me, but you cannot have me. And if you can understand that and live with that, then we cool. But if you want to fuck around, do what the fuck you take your ass on. I'm good. I don't run behind women. You see what I'm saying? I never have to run behind them. You know what I mean? And that's how you got to see the game. But that's part of the value. Does that make any sense, brother? But wait, did I answer your question though?
Yeah, I think so. So what you're saying in terms of my question, what I got is like, basically I should be basing all of my actions on what I want at my core.
Yeah, because it's all about, okay, it's all about you.
Yeah.
Society, the worst thing that society has done is they made you think it's about the woman. That's the worst thing society has done. They have made everything about women, and that's not the truth. That's not the world we live in. That's not the world I live in or the world you should live in. I am never going to let or allow a woman to dictate how I move. You should be living. Oh, let me just put this, sorry. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow that woman to be a part of my life if she wants to be a part of it. But if she doesn't have to, there's no way I'm going to put a gun to her head. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. Give it a mod to a girl. There's no way I'm going to do that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying,
I feel a lot more clear now. Thank you.
Right. So just remember, the values that you create have got to be for you first, because the only way you can communicate yourself to anybody outside of your door is by trusting you, trusting the information, and trusting that I got to stand on who I am, even if that means I got to lose you. I will tell you that, listen, this is what we are, even though I got to lose you. And I will tell you what, these women, they can't let you go because you're so fucking different. They will go away for weeks, days, some months, some years, but they always find their ass back to you because you're the standard in which they look at other men, because they can't see in them what they see in you. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got any other questions? You good?
One more question.
Sure.
If I still kind of suck, like I'm still kind of a liar. I still live with my parents. Should I get coaching now, or should I?
Did you watch Purple Rain like I told you to watch?
No, I didn't hear you say that.
I told you watch Purple Rain. I tell you to watch Bridges of Madison County. I tell you to watch 9 1/2 Weeks. You got to watch them fucking shows, man. Because if you watch Purple Rain, you'll see Prince lived with his fucking parents. So what? He was a grown-ass motherfucker. He's like 24 living with, in the movie. He was living with his fucking parents. So what does that mean? Let me just say, you live with your parents. Is that an I am or an I do?
I do.
Do you know how fun it is when you live? Okay, when I was fucking, you know, I've been fucking since I was 13, but when I was, especially when I was in Maryland, when I started living with my father in 88, well, my last 2 years of school, my junior and senior year, I did in Mitchellville, Maryland in PG County. I went to Duval High School. So my last year, do you know how fun it was to fuck women while your parents are home quietly, or to drive to her house in Maryland, they have basements. so the college girls, I wasn't in college, but the college girls would come home and they will stay in the basement. I would drive to Woodbridge, Potomac, Upper Marlboro, Rockville, Silver Spring. I was all over the fucking place. But the thing they had in common was they were home for break, living with their parents, and they were getting off on the fact that their fucking parents were upstairs. And they started playing games with me where they started getting loud. I was like, quiet, shut the fuck up, shut up. I mean, it was so great doing that. Women, there are a lot of women out there that get off on not getting caught, but the thought of getting. Man, I remember one. I remember this real thick one. I met her in Columbia, Maryland. And that's closer. That's 30 miles outside of Baltimore. But I met that one. And, man, we were – her parents were hovering – now, let peek this out. This is how fucking daring this one was. Her parents were always walking around, you know, like, you need anything to drink? And, we'll just get something, you know, slowly. And Taylor was like around 1 or 2 o'clock. I was still over there. And I fucked the shit out of her in the liver. Man, look, dad could have came down and caught me, but she wanted it because it was a thrill to her. So believe me, don't sweat this. I live with my parents because what I tell you before, my job, what I do and who I live with is none of your business unless you're coming over to fuck me, in which I can tell you we can get a hotel or fuck at your place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even in Purple Rain, Prince was saying, let's go back to your place. And I'm like, why? Is someone there? Because Prince never took Avalonia to his place until she brought him a guitar. She brought the guitar to his ass. He had to pop her because she did some shit. But anyway, but I'm just saying that you know what? Just because you stay with your parents and what you the reason why, young man, it's none of my business, nor is it hers. You shouldn't be, don't be ashamed of that. Never, listen, never be a fucking shit. Because listen to me, let me tell you something. When I got out the army, I would stay with my sister for a little while in Columbia, Maryland, okay? She was married. And guess where I was staying? Up in the fucking attic. I was upstairs in the attic in Columbia, Maryland, right? Do you actually think that the woman gave a fuck if I was in the attic, had my sister and her husband down there? Hell no, we was fucking like fucking rabbits up in that motherfucker. And then when I moved to Houston, guess what? I had to stay with my first cousin. My first cousin had a girlfriend. But they kicked me out because I was fucking too much and she got jealous and shit. But that's here nor there. But I wasn't ashamed to say I'm staying with someone or I have a roommate or something like that. You know, I never went back home. I can tell you that much. I when I left the house, I never went back home. But if you go back home, don't be ashamed of where you're at, okay? It's not – listen to me. I tell you, I had a small little apartment, a little car. I had to take 2 buses to go to work. I didn't have the nice clothes, but I wasn't ashamed of who I was. And that's why the women creamed over that shit, because I wasn't ashamed to say, this is how I live. These are the clothes I wear. Now, I can't help it if she wanted to buy me clothes and shit because they had money. I was fucking with motherfuckers that had money. So they wanted to go shopping and on their credit card and buy me things. I never asked for that shit. They wanted to do it because they started to fall in fucking love with. I keep telling you, they're going to fall in love with you and shit, and they're going to want to do shit for you. But it doesn't matter, man. You living, and I tell all you guys out here, caller, you living with somebody, you should never be ashamed of your living arrangements. Your living arrangements is an I do. That doesn't define who you are. And if you got a problem where I live, then fuck you, right? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So
I think, I just heard you roasting someone else about it, but
The reason I roast a lot of you motherfuckers is because you shouldn't be in the house at 18. Because let me tell you something. And I say this to every guy. If you don't have an idea of what the fuck you want to do, fucking ass in the army. The army is not paying me. But let me tell you why. Because I had to do that shit. Because let me tell you my dad did. My dad took me for a little drive. Ah, man, we got a little something to eat, kibbles. And we driving, he stopped that motherfucking car. He said, listen, you guys want to know what you want to do. You want to go to college or you want to go to the army or the military. He said, the military, but you can't live in this motherfucking house when you graduate. You got to get the fuck out. You better prepare to understand that when you throw that hat up in the air, you got to get the fuck out. But here was the thing that he didn't know. I was already planning to move into an apartment with my boy. I was already on... I never wanted to stay at the house. I was ready to get the fuck out like at 17. Okay, look at this. I left. I was in Norfolk. Okay, I went to Booker T. Washington and my mom, my mother. Remember, y'all seen the book? I start the book, One Mom, Two Dads. So y'all will understand that. It's in the book. But I live with my mother, but I had to get the, I had to get the fuck away from her. Not that I didn't love her, but she just, she would let me breathe, but she was still trying to hold on to I'm her baby. And I needed my wings. I because I was never home. I was smashing and do all that shit, but she still tried to be mom to me, and I had to get the fuck out of there. So then I moved in with my dad, moved in with my pops and shit. But then after those 2 years, he told me to get the fuck out. So listen, I didn't have an idea because I kind of fucked up a little bit in accounting class, but I still started realizing, wait a second, life ain't just easy. I can't just work at a grocery store and pay bills. Shit, I got to do car insurance. I got to have this. I got to have that. And I started thinking, well, what the fuck? I got to get the fuck out of here. And I'm not even set on a job yet to even afford this stuff. So what I did was, that's when I got the fucking, went to the military. I had to, because the one thing a young man should not do is be home with his parents and he's in his 20s. I'll give you 17 or 18. But see, the problem is that when you're at home, you're not learning life skills. Because you're at home, you're not paying really any bills. And if you're paying rent, that's just a little bit of rent. You're not paying full rent. You're not paying car insurance. You're not paying electricity, phone bill, gas, food, and all those things. You're not doing all that stuff. So what I'm saying is that if you, that's why I was getting his ass, because he chose to be there because his mommy allowed him to be there. Now, listen, your mother loves you. Look, call her right now. Look, call her. I'm 51 years old, or in August. I call my mother right now and say, Mom, I need to stay with you. Come on, I got you. And won't ask one fucking question. She won't even ask. She won't say shit. She'll just say, come on. You want to know why? Because I'm going to always be her baby, right? So that means she will always baby me. So what I'm saying, how old are you, caller? How old are you?
I'm 21. That's all right, I'm saying.
All right, so you're 21. No, listen to me. Okay, so what do you do for a living? What job do you have?
Right now I work at Starbucks, but I'm going to college too, and I'm working on a Google career certificate for digital marketing and e-commerce.
Okay, and that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But let me tell you about my ass when I was going to school. So I went to the Army, got the GI Bill, blah, 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 blah. So when I started going to school, guess what I did? I still have my own place. All right. I got my own fucking place, and I worked goddamn 2 to 3 jobs. When I started, you really had to do shit. When I was working for a microbiology specialist corporation, driving specimens to hospitals and shit. I worked at fucking, that's where I met that chick, that older woman, doing the mannequin shit, worked for the Gap. There were no sleep, but I was still fucking and doing all the shit I was doing, but I got the fuck out of the house. And this is what I'm saying. I don't know why my camera's shaking like that. It's like, I'm shaking. Like, hold on a second. Like an earthquake. I don't know why my camera's shaking. But anyway, like I was saying, I don't know why the camera's shaking. But no, what I'm saying to you is this, simply this, is that you should find some guys to live with to get out of the house. Because I see you're working at Starbucks, but you got to, I mean, how are you making money or getting your bills paid and stuff?
I mean, I live with my parents, so I don't have too many bills.
Yeah, but that's the problem. You don't have too many bills. You should have bills and shit. I don't know why this shit's shaking, guys. This shit's just shaking. I don't know what the fuck. I probably have to switch over to my other camera, which I probably will. I'll unplug this. I'm going to switch over to another camera. But call it. Yeah, I'm getting the fuck out. I don't want to be up under my parents, because you can't tell me what the fuck to do. I'm going to be fucking and doing all the shit I do. Where's my camera at?
Yeah. I was debating between getting a second job or working on this Google career certificate. Do you think I should just say, fuck it?
Well, you can work on a Google career certificate. You can work on a Google career certificate anytime you want, but you're still up under your parents, and you're too old right now to be up under your parents. Because their kids right now, I mean, even even when I had my own place, guess what? I still got with my boys to create the fuck pad. You remember that? You remember I talked about the fuck pad?
I've never heard of the fuck pad, but
yeah, the fuck pad is when I was working and my I'm trying to find my other. Hold on, give me a second. I'm trying to find my camera. Oh shit, I see it right there. Hold on, let me grab my camera. Hold on, I'm gonna switch this out. Hold on 1 second, Carl. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. It's fucking my camera's tripping. So, all right, Carla, give me a second while I'm talking to you. Hold on, guys. I'm gonna switch out the camera. Give me a second. I'm gonna switch out the camera. Hold on, Carla. Let me switch out my camera real quick. Let me switch out my camera and change it up. Come on, give me light, girl. Come on. There we go. There we go. All right, camera's good. Hold on, let me switch my camera. Hold on a second. You ain't going to shake, are you? All right, hold on. All right, now that's better. All right, so let me explain this to you. So peep game. So what happened was I didn't make much money. So what I did was I could afford my sub, but because I was making some side money through these women, I was always hustling. All right, so I was all in the male room hustling, but I was always rubbing elbows with the CEO, CFO, vice president, and the side president. So I became real cool with them through football and sports. So I would always tell them, like, you need me for anything, let me know. You know what I mean? If you need me to go anywhere, you need me to run an errand for you, just let me know, because I'm establishing some shit with these motherfuckers. So one of the guys told me, he was like, yeah, you know, can you do me a favor? You got free time? He said, look, I'm going to give you some keys. He said, here's some money. I need you to go to Costco. I think it was called BJ's. It's like a Costco type place. And I need you to go ahead and get some of this stuff. And I got a side apartment that I want you to set up for this chick I'm about to fuck, right? Rich motherfucker. I didn't know that rich motherfuckers at that time had side apartments to fuck on the side. So he had a side crib. So I went to a side crib, and then it dawned on me that, whoa, wait a second. I got my own apartment. I got my own shit. But my boys who are in relationships, guys that are married, wait, I got an idea. Got all my boys together. Say, look, this is what we do. We can have a fuck pad. We get all our boys together. We get a two-bedroom place, and everybody break the thing down. We'll furnish that motherfucker and have a phone in there and all that shit. And when you want to fuck, I mean, everybody has a month. You see what I'm saying? Everybody has a month. That means that for the month, I have to tend to the house. So if you call me up and say, Steve, I'm going to have this bitch come over, yeah, I mean, whatever, I got to go over there and make sure everything is tidy up. Now, I'm not going to clean and wash your stained, your sex-stained sheets. But what my job is to make sure that everything is furnished for you to your specifications. You have your linen, because like in a closet, we'll have everybody's linen that's all broken down. So whoever month it is, you get out that person's linen, the clean linen, not the dirty one, and you set up and fix the bed there with their linen and shit, and then you put their pictures in there and all that other stuff. So everybody had a month. So we were going around smashing. See what I'm saying, caller?
Yeah, that's fucking cold.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a fuck place, and that's why my boy smash one of these bad chicks I pulled at the club, right? I pulled this one joint at the club, right? So, and she was a mutt, pretty woman, beautiful. And and what made her beautiful, guys, she did do some work and shit. So, but she had my side pad apartment number. the number to the side. She didn't have my main number. So she would always call the side pad. And my boy was always there, kept answering. They started talking. Now, remember, we did back then, we would trade baseball cards. So he went over there, smashed, got the pussy. We had a thing where if it's not a one or a two, it's up in the air, man. You better hold your shit down. And I didn't hold it down because I was out gallivanting, doing other shit. So I went over there one day with him, decided to stop by and see her. You know, he was digging through her apartment and shit. It was so funny because it didn't dawn on me that they were fucking and shit, but it was all good. But I did get his ass back. He went later on. He met this one chick that she was like worth $7 million. Her dad was worth like $7 million. So he was chauffeuring her around. So I took her from him. So I did get some get back. But to say it all, get back to what we're talking about, I had a side pad. You see what I'm saying? And my side pad was we had it for everybody. So everybody that was married got a key. Everybody got a mirror. It was stored with food. If we were partying and having a good time, it was there for everybody, okay? You see what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. So you can still get with your boys and your friends and create a side fuck pad if you want to. You know what I mean?
I'll have to do that.
Yeah. Get with your boys. Tell them, any of your married boy, all your friends. Look, hey, dog, everybody, we just chip in some money. We get a one- or two-bedroom. We furnish that motherfucker. After the club, we can party at that. It's our own fuck pad. And then that's the buffer. Because if you don't want to give your information out, all the women are going to flow to the pad and not your main spot until they get the call up to be a main. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying, I get on people who stay with their parents for different reasons, okay? Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, man. So we'll throw you back brother, but good call. All right. Respect to you. Guys, give me, if y'all, respect, guys, thank you. So, guys, listen, I got questions. Let me know. We got about 11 minutes to go. We're here to answer any questions that y'all have. Go ahead and ask and stuff. I apologize for the phone shaking and shit, but we switched it up and we cleaned it up and stuff like that. And the thing is, I think you understand. A lot of my clients have side pads. Don't get it twisted. It's going on right now. A lot of my clients who have game and really are students of the game, they get with a lot of people and they create side pads still, even today. So it can happen. See, y'all think just because it was back then, it can't happen. Yeah, they create side pads and shit. Furnished cable set up. Everything, furnished food, they get the furniture. Everybody split it the waste. And I tell them, the more motherfuckers you have, the cheaper the price is. So you want to go in with like five, try to go in five motherfuckers, and you really ain't paying anything. Then you split everything five ways, and everybody get five keys. And it's like your own. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and nobody's ever going to know, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. So, guys, if you got any more questions, go ahead and ask. We got about 10 minutes to go. We'll answer any of your questions that you have, but I'm going to shut the lines down since no one else is calling. But